Well, it's that time again. 3 o'clock in the morning, time to get up for that midnight whiz. Well, it's not really a midnight whiz, right? It's a mid-morning whiz. Technically, we are in the morning. But here we are, awake and at it again. And you know what? I have to be honest with you. I have not slept well tonight because I saw something kind of disturbing earlier. Not really disturbing, just bothersome. Do you mind if I share? I don't want to keep you up. This will only take a minute. So we're over at my in-laws tonight for a family gathering, and we order pizza, you know, as people do. And everybody gets up, and you go to the counter, and you get your pizza, load up your plate, and come back. Everybody sits down at the table, and I look over, and my father-in-law is eating his pizza with a fork and a knife, like cutting it like it was a steak, you know, into pieces, and eating it off the fork, and everyone else is just, you know, we're all hands-on and the way that normal people eat pizza. And I'm just, it's like a car wreck in pizza form. I can't look away. This man is eating pizza, which is notoriously, famously a handheld food, like he's dining at the fucking Ritz. Fork and knife, and going to town on it. And no one else seems to pay it any mind, and I kind of want to jump up and say, this is not how we do things in America, sir. But I don't want to make a scene. It's his family who are all looking at him, and I guess, you know, this kind of an internal shrug or something. And meanwhile, I'm thinking, is this like the way that they say that, like, kids who are mean to animals will become serial killers? Like, is there some weird psychological thing that people who eat pizza with a fork and knife will go on to become some kind of awful criminal murderer-y thing person? I mean, end of the day, it's just pizza, and you eat your food the way you want to eat your food, right? I mean, people put ketchup on hot dogs, which, you know what, I'm a huge hot dog fan, and although I do not put ketchup on the hot dog, you know what, if you're eating an all-beef hot dog, what really is the main difference between a hamburger and a hot dog? It's beef. It's beef in one form or another. It's just that the hot dog is encased and smoked, and the hamburger isn't, right? But you would still put ketchup on a hamburger. You put ketchup on your beef. Although, here's the other side of the equation. Would you put ketchup on a steak? I'm sure people do. I think for most of us that seems like a venial sin that will send us all to culinary hell. But if we make that kind of connection, if we say you can put the ketchup on the hot dog because you put the ketchup on the hamburger because they're both beef, then you could put ketchup on a Delmonico's steak, right? Something you could, if you went to a steakhouse and you said, "Please bring me your finest porterhouse and some ketchup," they would slap you and escort you bodily out of the building. I have no question in my mind they would not put up with that kind of crazy nonsense. So I guess in the long run it's okay for a man to eat pizza with a fork and knife. I'm not going to do it. You're not going to do it. But for this guy, yeah. All right, let's go back to bed. It's really early in the morning.